Welcome back. We're live with another episode of Fatherhood for Life. We're just kind of shooting from the hip, but this is November 2023. We're going to have to just
qualify. I remember in August when we were like, we're going to do like two a month. And then,
yeah, we're just going to have to, but we've done good because we went from like January to September or August without recording. We went like 8 months without recording. So
We'll get better.
We're fine. But yeah, we're just going to introduce, this will be a quick intro. Welcome back. What do we have to recap?
August was, it was good because we hadn't done it in so long. So it was good to like record again.
Boathouse Brewing.
We did a Boathouse Brewing review of He's My Heart. It was that co-fermentation. Remember, it was that wine beer?
Oh, it was the wine. Really, that's right. They're fine.
Yeah.
It I was like, you can hear. Beer. Oh, you know what we got to do?
We forgot to turn on our pub music. Oops.
It's all right. I got it back.
And on. What else did we talk about? We talked about family. We updated about your mom, my grandma. Talked about a little bit about that.
Our ad.
We don't have our pub music queued up. We went backwards and did brew review first.
Yeah, that's okay.
And now we're listening to a Disney ad about a Santa Claus movie.
This is how we do things. It's holiday. It's the holiday season.
Yeah,
it's all right.
And then we introduced our new like recommendations, which was our
dude. This isn't even the pub music.
There's something to eat and drink, something to do, and something to see. And then the interview. Remember we did the bad interview.
Not the bad interview, but the actual interview questions. So
that was a fun episode.
Yeah. And this was in August, right?
When we
originally, yeah. So it's been 2 months.
Yep.
It's been 2 months. We've gotten through Halloween, my favorite time of the year, your favorite time of the year.
Halloween is the best.
Pumpkin spice everything.
You guys threw a wonderful Halloween party.
We've done all the pumpkin spice things. It's probably hard to find pumpkin spice things.
Yeah, and I'm okay with that. As much as I love pumpkin spice, I like when it comes to an end because then I'm already looking forward to it next year. It's not something I'd want to do year round because I feel like it'd ruin it.
Right.
That'd be like if I got a Shamrock Shake every day.
Right.
It would make that month where I get like three a week not the same.
I drove by McDonald's yesterday and I saw a sign saying the McRib is back. Oh, I was like, God, the McRib? No. I'm like, is that really Thanksgiving time? So to your point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So gone is the pumpkin spice and now I'm onto the peppermint mochas.
Yeah. Oh, the peppermint mochas.
I love a good peppermint
mocha. That's a good idea. All right, well.
But it was in... Like deer hunting came and went.
No deer this year.
No deer.
Every year is going to be a different thing.
I said that, but I didn't go.
I know. It was a lot of fun though. It was a lot of fun to go up there. I hate being like 5-6 days without a shower in the middle of the woods. That's what I come home and I'm just like, get me in the shower.
Yeah.
That's one of my biggest things. So it was a lot of fun. I get to spend time with Ryan.
Yeah.
It's a good time.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
We're
like 2 weeks away from Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
And that's what our discussion will be about.
Yeah, nothing much going on. Austin comes home on Thanksgiving Day, so we're looking forward to that.
Mm.
We get to pick him up from the
airport. Flies in the morning.
Yeah. Yep. So we got that going on, which is super cool, but just been busy. We had another poker night, which we had aspirations of doing live podcasting, but it would have been a nightmare. It was
that
too
many
much
guys,
going.
and as we drink throughout the evening, I think it would get worse if we were all just like starting out.
It would have to have been just at the start.
Yeah,
but like in my head, I'm like, oh, wouldn't it be fun to like do a live update? But who cares about our poker games other than us?
So, here's the thing: we get together with six other guys. So there's eight core guys that we do a monthly poker game with, and every single one of the guys, we've had Kirby on once.
Yep.
Every single one of the guys wants to join the podcast,
and
to have a discussion or to have a bit or something. And so
we'll have to do that. Maybe next
one of these
starting
poker
every
games,
month. We'll just call whoever.
We're
going to
call one
night
of the random ones. We're
going to
put them
bit
on speakerphone.
Yeah.
We'll have a bit. Yeah. Well, and they get like you're on live recording. That's what they're going to get.
No heads up.
No heads up. They're just going to get live. We'll tell them at
watch
the next
your phones,
poker game.
Boys.
Watch your phones. We're recording. So
awesome. All right. So what we're going to talk about this episode, you'll get a brew review that we already recorded with a super good whiskey.
Yes.
We're going to talk a little Thanksgiving. I got a fun Thanksgiving trivia that I'll quiz you on. Some of the questions, I was like, what in the world?
Yeah.
Nothing outlandish, but... And then you've got a really good question.
Just a fun discussion.
I'm super excited about, too. So I'm going to do we're going to do our recommendations.
Yeah.
Our threes.
Yeah.
The big threes.
So, you go first and I'll piggyback since I don't have anything. I'm just going to shoot.
So for my eat/drink, I'm going to go Summit Winter Ale with a burger. Katie and I went on a little mini date night Hit up B52s. And for whatever reason, like the summer winter ale on tap with a nice burger is just such a perfect pairing. Sometimes I forget how good that beer is, especially on tap. I can only eat half the burger because I'm old now and I get full. But
it's funny
that
you say
half that burger I ate and that Summit winter ale was, well, perfect combo. Perfect combo.
Beer and a burger, you can't miss with that.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of an eat drink. When I was trying to think of eat, I was actually just going to say recommendation, like, what we started doing, we were doing it during COVID, we were making, like, waffles every Saturday. Now we're back to Pancake Sunday. So, like, we make pancakes every Sunday. It's, like, our traditions, like, get up, go make pancakes on a Sunday with your kids.
Yeah.
Let them cook, let them make a mess. I fire up, I get my, the first thing I do before I even make the batter is I get my coffee.
Yeah.
Because I'm half awake. But yeah, make pancakes, let your kids cook them, let them flip them, let them put chocolate chips in them, get jacked up.
I like it.
Whatever. So that's my eat.
Good recommendation. I like that a lot. For what to see or watch. So I watched a series on Netflix that is fairly new. It's called The Fall of House Usher. One of the best series I watched in a long time. It was fantastic. It's a standalone series. It's 10 episodes. That's it. It's not going to be like season 2, 3. It was just like a mini series. It's hard to explain what it's about without giving a ton away, but it's about this rich family and they're the ushers, and it's about their rise and fall, but it's got some like supernatural elements. It's got some horror elements. So even though we're a little past like the Halloween, like watch, it is so good. It is worth a watch. I enjoyed it thoroughly.
Immensely.
Super good.
Netflix.
Yeah. The Fall of House Usher.
I heard
check it out.
Someone...
The acting in it is super good. Like the twists, the plot, like it is super good.
Sure.
Yeah. Check it out.
I'm going to tell you something really quick. I was telling, this is just a funny little side thing, something not to watch. Trina, before I went hunting, was like, let's watch this. And I was like, what is it? And she's like, it's called Girl in the Basement. I'm like, why are we watching this?
God.
And it was on like Paramount Plus. It's like a true crime. Here's what's so... Okay, I'm just going to throw this out. This isn't really my watch thing, but I have to say it. Don't watch it. It's disturbing. The moral of the thing is this guy apparently has like a teenage daughter who's about to turn 18. He doesn't want her to leave the house because he's like super protective. He locks her in his basement for 24 years, and no one knows about it. Okay, so the wife doesn't know about his wife.
She's like 42 then by the time.
Correct. Wow. So his wife doesn't know about it. She thinks that she ran away. The sister doesn't know about it. I'm not even going to go into all the details because we don't need... This is what's so disturbing about it is, like, apparently he's raping her. Like, there's...
Oh,
okay,
geez.
Here's... Just to cake off what's horrible about it, it's based on a true story.
Oh, man.
So
I don't know if I can watch
it. I was like, I don't... I can't. So don't go watch that. I watched it and wish I didn't.
That sounds terrible.
But my actual watch would be Christmas Vacation.
Oh, I love Christmas Vacation.
Let's watch. It's like
tis the season.
It's tis the season. Go watch Christmas Vacation. It's my favorite Christmas movie.
And I already know what I'm going to say for our next episode if we get it in before Christmas.
Oh God, yeah.
Christmas Vacation's so good. Watch it with the kids.
Watch it with the kids.
It's. I will say it's one of those where we'll say stands the test of time
stands
or whatever.
Because it was 90,
like
90s.
You don't really need like the CGI in that because it's just a good family movie. There's nothing really CGI-y
it's
about
hilarious,
it.
Hilarious too,
but it is so funny. It's, Chevy Chase is so good.
It's like my top. It's my top. It's probably my favorite Christmas movie because I can't think of what there's
there.
Another one. But
it's up there with my.
I mean,
it's so good.
The kids moan and groan when I put it on because I watch it several times throughout this year. But
I love it.
So yeah, go watch that.
All right, my thing to do. I think I said mini putt last time. So I'm gonna throw out the thrift shop challenge. So go thrift shopping because it's fun. Even if you don't buy anything, just go look around at what's out there. Sometimes the things that you find in thrift shops is crazy. Katie and I love to go thrift shopping. Set yourself up with a little bet. Who can find the best item for a set amount of dollars? So go with your wife. If you want to go with your kids, say, okay, who can find the best item for $10? And there's no categories. It's just one thing for $10.
And you don't have to buy it.
You
just have to say, here's the item.
Here's the best thing in the store for $10.
I love that idea.
Here's the best thing in the store for $20. Like,
do you know what I love about that? I have to drag the kids when we're like, hey, we're going to go to Savers, or we're going to go to, they're like, ugh, Savers. Mm-hmm. If I was like, hey, it's thrift shop challenge, they'd probably be like, all right, I'll
find
go see
the best
what,
item for $10.
They'd probably do that.
Yeah.
I love that.
I found a few decanters there. I found some nice whiskey glasses.
I
We've found some like decorative things. you know, if you go at the right time, I will say last time we went, total bust. It was a dud. Both places, absolutely nothing. And like the few pieces of furniture they did have, like if you're looking for like a quirky end table or whatever, like a lamp or whatever, super overpriced. And I've never encountered that before. But we both walked out of there, Katie and I, and we're like, wow, that was a total dud. Like, but sometimes you go and you, and like Katie even explained it. She's like, sometimes when you walk in, she's like, you just know.
Yes.
Oh, this segment's brought to you by Jimmy John's. She's like, you can just tell, like, oh, you're going to find something. And we just weren't feeling it when we walked in. So it, sometimes you'll go and there's nothing. And you're like, ah, that was a bummer. But sometimes you go and you're, it's like Gladys just had an estate donation and there's all this stuff. And you're like, holy crap. You know?
So, I
do the thrift shop challenge.
I can't even agree with that more. I can't say it's like 200% agree. We love thrift shopping. We love it. And you're right. So we used to get super lucky. We went, we found our trampoline brand new in the box at a Goodwill for like $100. Like, and then we've gone there and I'm like, this was a waste of 20 minutes. Yeah. There's nothing here. Or like I went into Savers one time and someone had unloaded their like wrestling collection. There was all these like belts and like figures. And I was like, oh my
God.
That's
awesome. Yeah.
I just, so that's the dangerous part.
I found some decent putters for our, because we like to mini putt. Like, sometimes if you go at the right time, there's decent golf clubs or bags. If you're just looking for a few random, I'm not a serious golfer. I've golfed like twice in my life, but I'm a semi-serious mini putter.
Mini putter.
Yeah. And I found, I found some good putters.
Bets. On, money bets. Yeah. My do. So we did this. We did one of them over MEA. We're going to do a bunch over spring break. I don't know if you guys have ever done one of these, but if you haven't, we need to do it together. Go do an escape room.
Oh,
it's escape room. And they have themed ones, whatever, but like the kids have really gotten into it. Now, if you're listening to this and you have kids under the age of 6, it's impossible. You can't go do an escape room with a 6-year-old. No. But if you're like kids are like 7, 8, and then they're like preteen, right? And they're like, you're trying to get them out of the house, trying to get them off the computer, whatever. Go do an escape room.
Yeah.
The only crappy thing that I'll say is that they are a little pricey. So that kind of puts a damper on things.
Yeah.
But escape rooms are super fun. Don't be intimidated by it. A lot of the places you pick, like low-level escape rooms where people will let you, they give you clues and you get out of them, you can get out of them pretty easily. And you can tell the person ahead of time, like, oh, they'll ask you, have you ever done one of these before? You know, blah, blah, blah. Go to an escape room. Don't be intimidated by it. Just go find one in your area and go do it with your family. As long as you can do it and your kids are old enough, go do an escape room.
Love it. All right, that's going to wrap it up for our intro. Welcome back, our recommendations.
We'll see you back for discussion.
Hey, who wants to play Drink the Beer?
Right here.
You win.
All right, what do I win?
Another beer.
It does seem like
it's time once again for Brew Review. That was a little delayed.
That's okay. That's all right. So it is.
Couldn't get to the button.
I know. Well, we're on a new setup. Our IT guy's fired.
Yep.
As always. Fired. We might. We'll have to at the end of the night take a picture of this. But so this is Brew Review. But we're as the years pass by, and as we've done stuff that's not just beer and it's whiskey, we've morphed into different things. So we're gonna call this Whiskey Review, right? So as we texted today, I had an idea this morning to go, and I wanted to pick up a whiskey. I'm like, I'm going to pick up whiskey for Brew Review. I want it to be a surprise.
I like it already.
So you don't know what this is.
No,
we
idea.
Haven't unveiled it.
Nope. All I see
Any
is
guesses?
A brown paper
Any
bag.
Guesses?
You know, I was trying to look through the bag to see, like, is it shaped like another brand we get?
Yeah.
Maybe a Revel Stokes or a, what's the brand that's got the cherry vanilla? Scatterbrain?
Scatterbrain. Scatterbrain was also on sale today, but I didn't buy any because I was like, I want to buy something different.
Yeah.
I was trying to think of something festive. I was like, let me find something that's within the year. This is not it. So this is not it. So okay. As I was, Brian and I both went into Total Wine, and I was looking through the whiskeys. This caught my eye. It was the last bottle on the shelf.
Oh, boy. All right.
And it was like $10 off.
Ooh.
And then I saw the
flavor. I love
flavor.
A good deal.
Yeah, and then I saw the flavor, and I was like, why not? Right?
All right.
This is.
Here we go. Ooh.
This is, I don't know how you pronounce this, but it's Hedy Bella or Hedy Bella. And it's a rye whiskey that's coffee flavored.
Wow.
So it is a rye whiskey with natural flavors soaked in espresso. So they must soak. I don't know what they're soaking in espresso. They strain it and finish it with maple syrup.
Oh my God.
This is from Wisconsin, which I'm not super excited about because the drunken skin.
And it's dark.
It's yeah. Look at the. I didn't even notice that. Look at
it
the.
It looks like coffee.
It looks like coffee.
I have never had a coffee whiskey before.
Right. So yeah, this, the bottle.
This is amazing.
Again, let's see. It's 80 proof. What is our normal stuff? Probably
not 80.
It's not 80. What is it at? Like?
Maybe.
This is 40% alcohol.
Yeah, that's about the same. Usually the flavored ones that we go for are on the lighter side, are like 35, 38. So not that much more.
Right. So yeah, the bottle says rye whiskey is soaked in ground espresso, strained, and then finished with maple syrup tapped from the native trees of Wisconsin.
Nice.
So yeah, a coffee whiskey, family ground in the Midwest.
Wow, I am super excited for this.
La Crosse, Wisconsin.
This, it's either going to taste like Jägermeister or it's going to be delicious.
I know, I was worried about
that. Well, but Jägermeister is more licorice.
Yeah, it looks like the color of it.
But I'm excited. I can't wait to see what it smells like. The bottle is really cool, too.
The bottle is really cool. And here's what worries me. If we love it.
It's like a naked girl riding a horse. It doesn't show anything, but it's not like you see the naked girl, but it's a
naked breast.
It's like a naked silhouette of a woman riding a horse.
All right, but the
rest of it is really cool.
Take the sniff. Take the first sniff.
Yeah, it smells like it almost reminds me of like when you put like Irish cream into your coffee.
Yes,
like the Irish cream
like Irish
syrup.
Cream.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So I'm gonna give it a pour. The color is ridiculous.
It is very dark. Oh no, we have an ad.
Oh, what is our ad brought to you by? What is our music brought to you by? Jack Daniels.
That was
number 7.
Oh, now Slumberland. Man,
that's okay. It's fine.
Sorry, we've got some salesmen in our Irish pub.
I'm just gonna make sure it's even. All right,
that smells good.
This bottle, I do love the bottle. Look at
the bottle
nubby,
is really cool.
Nubby,
that's really cool. I like it.
So it gives you, I mean, it literally smells like you're, I don't smell the alcohol yet, but I smell the coffee.
I did on the second go around.
All right, so ready?
I don't smell any maple.
Yeah, I bet you that's going to come in like the back. I would bet. Yeah, we haven't tried this yet, but I bet it's going to be in the back end. All
right, cheers.
Ready? Cheers. Ooh. So I tried to hold a little in my mouth before I swallowed it to get the flavor. And I got a little bit of an overpowering burn when it went down my throat.
Yeah.
So I'm wondering if it is a little stronger.
The coffee, I feel like, hit me right away. The maple hits on the back end.
I don't even get the maple
almost
yet.
It's almost like a chocolatey.
Right. It's chocolatey. That's good.
It's almost like a... like a chocolatey espresso.
I'm getting a weird... I don't know where the aftertaste is. So immediately you get the coffee.
Yeah.
And then I get this, like, tree... like
that's the maple-y.
Wood.
Maple syrup.
I get, like, a tree wood taste. I would be really curious to look at one of our other bottles to see what the proof is. Or I can look it up on Total.
I'll grab
Total
one.
Wine. Total Wine.
Hold on. I'll go into my Chamber of Secrets cabinet.
Yeah, take a picture of it.
Let's see. Usually I don't save the bottles.
Yeah, usually, well, we've been putting them in decanters because we're classy like that.
Oh, hold on. The inside apple cider is
35%?
Yeah.
And it's 7. So this is higher.
A little bit.
Because
not by much.
Yeah, I'm getting the burn. I mean, the burn is hitting me more than the whiskeys that we usually drink, but the flavor is way higher.
It is super good. I like it. I'm a fan.
I like it too.
It's got a lot of, like, different things going on.
It's weird that the smell...
grounds coffee made with matured ground espresso beans.
I mean, if you didn't smell
syrup,
this...
syrup, embark, maple.
If you didn't smell this and you looked at it, there's no way you'd say it's a whiskey. It's, like, black. It looks like black coffee.
Super dark.
Man, I get this wood. Do you get the woody taste?
Yeah, a little bit of like an earthy flavor.
Like an earthy, woody taste after the
coffee.
That's
got to be in that
maple,
that woodsy maple syrup they use. Like when it's got a maple syrup, it's not like your sugary maple syrup you put on pancakes. It's like a like an earthy.
Do you know what I'm also wondering? This is a rye whiskey.
Yeah.
None of those other flavored whiskeys, it's like an American whiskey, are rye whiskeys.
I don't think so.
We're getting, maybe that woodsy.
Could be the rye.
Is the rye.
It could be. I don't know. It's really good though. I'm a fan. Yeah, there's a lot of different flavors going on with that, but wow.
So
if you were a morning drinker.
Oh yeah.
This would be your morning. Yeah. This would be your morning whiskey.
This one for the spirit rating, because we redid our rating. We're right here. It's recording. The red means we're okay. So 0 means pour it out. 1 means take a sip. 2 means pour a glass. 3 is buy a bottle. 4 is decanter rotation. And
so,
5 is
so
spirit
for,
of the
for
year.
For us, that means like it's one of like your 5 or 6 whiskeys that you have on rotation just to have whenever.
Yep. So I do like it. Because this is only my first sip, I'm going to say 3 is a buy a bottle. I don't know if I would put it in my permanent rotation, but I would buy, I would like after we're done, if we like, I'd go buy another bottle. It could raise.
I think that this is something I would definitely buy a bottle of to like bring somewhere and share or like have in the back of the cabinet for like when I'm feeling like it. I don't think it would dethrone any of my like top ones.
Right.
But it is super neat. Like this would be a fun one to like bust out when you're doing something like, hey, try this
poker night.
Yeah.
This is a poker night share.
It is good. I like it. Yeah. I wonder if there's caffeine in it.
I was going to bring that up too, and then I forgot. So thank you for mentioning that. I was going to look because if it's in espresso beans, it has to be caffeinated.
Yeah, there's got to be some kind of.
It also says organic. Okay, so
caffeinated
where's the,
level.
Because the ingredient. Oh, it has to. Because look. The 3 ingredients are 3 things. It's rye whiskey, maple syrup, and coffee. So it has to.
So there's
got to
be a little
of
bit
caffeine.
Of caffeine. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't see.
You imagine a little bit of that mixed with your morning coffee.
Oh god, yeah. Tremendous. So yeah, it's the name of the distillery is La Crosse Distilling Company. It's in La Crosse, Wisconsin. How do you think you pronounce that? Hedy or Hedy? Hedy Bella? Hedy Bella?
I'm gonna guess it's
Hedy Bella.
I'm gonna guess Hedy.
Yeah, Hedy Bella. It's a naked lady on a horse, which I didn't even pay attention to. Yeah, really cool bottle. It'd be cool if we could post like pictures. We can post pictures on our Instagram.
We still have an Instagram.
We have an Instagram. Yeah. I went on there the other day.
Forgot about that.
So yeah, La Crosse Distilling, Hedy Bella, coffee whiskey with coffee rye whiskey.
Super good.
Super good.
Let me get I'll get a little bit better picture so it can show the color in, in the glasses. But
yeah, take a good picture.
Definitely a fan. If I didn't say it out loud, I'll go a 3 as well.
Yeah, you're going 3?
Yeah, just because I enjoy it. It's good. I might have said that already. But.
No, I don't think you, and I don't know, let's go for Owling, because the yeah, I wouldn't do. It's not going to be. As of now, it's not going to be my decanter.
No,
rotation.
But I would definitely keep at least a bottle on hand. I would add it to my cabinet. For sure.
Add it to the cabinet to have one on hand. It's not going to be a yearly rotation. Like, oh, I'm out. I got to go buy one. Like,
what a fun surprise! Super good.
And again, I think like, I can't remember. Like, usually I keep my whiskey bottle purchases like 30 or under.
Yeah.
Like around $30, right? Anything over 30, I'm like, eh.
Yeah, unless I know it's super good, I wouldn't go over that if I haven't tried it either.
This was originally priced at like 40 or like 38 or something, and it was like 24. It was like $10 off. So I was like, $24.
Yeah.
Like, I have to try this.
Absolutely.
It's a must. So,
super
yeah.
good.
All right, well.
Awesome. All right, well, that does it for this edition of Brew and Spirits Review. All right, discussion time. Go ahead.
No,
I jumped the gun.
Good, do it. Good.
We're just going to talk a little Thanksgiving. It's November 18th. We're going to publish this right away. So we're I consider this us being early for the first time ever.
Yes.
Usually our Christmas episodes post in July.
We're gonna have to for sure make sure that we just find that time in December and that we
we'll fit one in December for sure because there's so much Christmas stuff I feel like between the two of us that we enjoy and like that we can't not do a Christmas episode.
Yes. No, we will for sure.
We'll figure that out. But as this is our Thanksgiving-ish episode, we're talking Thanksgiving. So
yeah. So what do we want to?
Like, what's some of your fondest Thanksgiving memories?
Can I? Can I tell you an unfond Thanksgiving memory?
Of course you can.
Here's the thing. I don't have really, like, super fond things. I mean, I do, right? Like, it's not like I have unfond memories.
Well, but, like, here's the thing is, like, I know...
This might not
I know that, like, Halloween is huge for you and always huge. Was growing up. And your mom.
And mom.
And then, like, Christmas is always
mom,
huge for you
yes.
and your mom. But what I never remember talking to you about or hearing about or anything about is when we were kids was Thanksgiving. And I don't know if that's because Halloween and Christmas were such a big
that's
deal
what it was.
That Thanksgiving just got lost in the shuffle.
That's what it was.
But when I think back to it and I think my memories of, like, you and your house and, like, your costumes and, like, the decorations,
it was
Halloween to Christmas.
It was literally
it was no Thanksgiving.
No, you're right. And
that I remember.
That's what I mean. Like, I don't have any, when I say I don't have any, like, memorable, because I really don't have any, like, oh, this was the best Thanksgiving ever.
Yeah.
I can't tell you, like, this is my favorite Thanksgiving.
Sure.
Because it was, like, Halloween, and then we, like, transitioned, and we're like, oh, when are we going to go see Santa? When are we going to get the kids to see Santa? When are we going to get ready for Christmas? So it's kind of almost lost in the shuffle.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you a funny one. I'm pretty sure this was Thanksgiving. And it had to be because we have our set, like, Christmas traditions. We went to a relative's house. I was probably 10, 12, maybe a little younger. But we went to this relative's house, and we've only been there once. This was, like, the first Thanksgiving. They're like, oh, we're going to have everybody over. The Melamas are coming over. Like, we're coming over. And it was my dad's, like, aunt, whatever. That's not important. What is important is we're sitting down at the dinner. There was, like, 12, big long table, 12, 14 people, and we're eating the dinner. And they're, like, they were nice family, but, like, we didn't get together with them very often. We didn't see them very often, so we weren't super close to them. It was a little, like, uncomfortable.
Sure.
I started to get sick in the middle of the meal. Like, I was, like, I remember I was, like, sweating. I was hot. I was telling my mom, I was, like,
how old were you?
I had to be, like, 10.
Okay.
Eight or ten, something like that. And they were telling my, like, I was sitting next to my mom. I was like, Mom, I don't feel good. And she was like, hey, you're fine. Like, shut up. I'm talking to the adults, right? And I remember, like, because we're sitting at this table, and it's, like, white tablecloth, dishes, right? And I'm like, Mom, I don't feel good. And I know I'm going to throw up, but I didn't tell her I was going to throw up. So I, like, leaned over the chair, and I started to throw up. And my mom, like, this is middle of the dinner. People are just cutting their turkey, and they're eating. So I start throwing up. Oh, and my mom, God bless her, she's like, I've got to stop the throw up. And she went over and grabbed, like, a silver platter. There was, like, a platter, like, an empty. It was like, if you're sitting at the table. So she grabs the silver platter, and she, like, I'm, like, throwing up on
it. Oh, no.
Blah, blah, blah. And she's holding it. And I'm sure she's like, Doug, get over here, right? And so, like, I threw up all over everything. They had to clean it up. These relatives, we didn't see. It wasn't like we went to this person's house every Thanksgiving. It was, like, the one time we went to their house for Thanksgiving.
Oh, man.
So that was my unfond memory of, like, I just blew chunks at Thanksgiving table, and my mom caught it with a silver platter.
Oh, man, that's awesome.
And,
I mean, not awesome.
Yeah,
that's a great.
So I have to bring this up next week when we have Thanksgiving with my family to be like, remember when I threw up on a silver platter and my mom grabbed the silver platter? I think they were like, why did Pam grab the silver platter?
To catch
the only thing she could find.
That's
so
like,
it was
like
going
great
on the
grandma's
floor.
Silver platter china.
Right. It was like, what else, you know, and how embarrassing for you. Could you imagine if one of the kids, like, you're like, well, they're sick.
They'd be
there's
like,
nothing
yeah.
we can do. Like, we got to clean it up. And then people are eating. And you're like, I'm just going to clean up this throw up. So anyway, that's my most memorable.
That's a good one.
Thanks, Gabe.
That's a good one.
How about, like, do you have?
Oh, nothing that I can even touch that.
Yeah,
I remember, like, the first time we hosted Thanksgiving was kind of a big deal. Like, after we bought our house, and, like, our first time hosting was fun. Well, but fun. It was a lot of work.
Yeah.
But I remember, like, the first time making the turkey, you know, you turn the oven on at, like, 7 a.m. and it's on all day.
Yes.
But I remember the first time we hosted, let me back up. So as a kid, I don't remember, like, up at Grandma Carol's, it would just be a smorgasbord of hot
dishes. Is that where you would go?
And salads and stuff. So that, like, fond memories up there. But for food-wise, I really remember at Roy and Pearl's. Grandpa Roy and Grandma Pearl's. Not to take anything away from any of my other relatives, but Grandma Pearl could cook.
Oh,
And she was amazing.
That's where it shines, oh, at Thanksgiving, God. Too.
And she, like, the homemade pie she would make, me and my sister, and just all the food. And they had this wood-burning stove in the basement. And she would make these homemade rolls. Like, nothing was, like, store-bought.
Right.
Like, homemade rolls from scratch. And she would wrap them in tinfoil, and she would go downstairs, and she'd put them on top of the wood-burning stove to keep them warm. I would sneak down to said stove and help myself to, like,
a roll or two,
half the dinner rolls.
Like, where'd all the rolls go?
So then they go to serve the dinner rolls, and they're, like, half gone, and I'm full, right? But I couldn't help myself. They were so good.
That's phenomenal.
And she always knew I did it. No one ever said anything. I would just gorge myself in dinner rolls down at the wood fire. But
that's beautiful. That's
some of my, like, memories of growing pearls. It just, everything she made was so amazing.
Yeah.
But those rolls, oh, my God. And the homemade pies. Whew. So good.
So when someone can cook, they show out at Thanksgiving. Man. Because
So that, like, as a kid, those are, like, my, you know, that really sticks out to me is the rolls downstairs and the homemade pies.
Oh, dear.
And just, like, everybody on my on the other side of Grandma Carol's, like, but I more have, like, memories of Easter.
Well, so
at that grandma's. So, like, more Grandma Carol's, I have more Easter memories,
right,
where Grandma Roy, you know, Grandma Pearl and Grandma Roy's was more Thanksgiving, if that makes sense, you know?
Well, to your point,
so that was, like, the Thanksgiving memories as a kid.
Right. Well, to your point, it's weird with the seasons, because, like, I feel like we all have different memories with different seasons. We were hardcore Halloween and hardcore Christmas. Our Thanksgiving was just in the middle.
Yeah.
And it was, like, someone always, I don't think we ever hosted.
I don't remember, like, my parents decorating for Thanksgiving. No. Like, we put up some decorations. We don't overdo it, but, like, we throw up some stuff.
Yeah.
But I feel like, it is almost a lost holiday, if that makes sense, just because
it's about the food.
There's, like, so much going on. Like, if we went in the store looking for Thanksgiving plates the other night, it's November 18th. Everything's Christmas. Like, you have to buy your Thanksgiving stuff in, like, September.
Good
it's
point.
Crazy. Like,
it
comes and goes so quick.
Do you have...
And, like, I feel like, too, like, Halloween, there's movies, there's...
Oh, good point.
Music, there's all kinds of stuff. Christmas, it's... Music. You hear Mariah Carey every other song. It's...
Cool 108.
The lights. And, like, here's a gripe. I was talking about this with Ty when I brought him home from work tonight. All these Christmas lights are already up. I'm like, come on. Can't you at least give us until the day after Thanksgiving to put your Christmas lights on?
Yes. Or tree. Or tree up.
I get it. It's warm outside. It was 55 and sunny today. Go put them up so you don't got to do it in the cold.
I'm guilty of that.
Plug them in.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
100%.
That's just 100%. Me. That's just me.
No.
You know. But some people don't really celebrate Thanksgiving. That's why. And I get that. That's fine, too. But.
Well, to your point, though, like, when has everyone been like, what's your favorite Thanksgiving movie? Like, what's your favorite Thanksgiving show? You're like, there isn't one. Like, there's a few. There are a few.
The Thanksgiving episode on Friends where Joey eats the whole turkey.
Yeah.
That's the only thing I can think of, is that
that's
Thanksgiving Friends
episode.
Yes. But, yeah, there again, that's a TV show. It's not like a... Yeah,
right.
It's not the same.
It's not
like, what's your favorite Thanksgiving song?
Right. It's not celebrated like Halloween and Christmas.
Yeah. So.
And nowadays, you go to Sam's Club and it's Halloween, and on November 1st,
it's Christmas.
Halloween's on clearance and the trees
Christmas.
Are up.
Yeah. It's crazy.
Yeah. But do you have a favorite recipe?
I've been smoking the turkey for a while now, so I always smoke the turkey on Thanksgiving. I never oven cook it anymore. Ever since I started smoking everything else, ribs, fish, salmon. Remind me to tell you about the fish that I got cooked. I smoke the turkey now, and it is amazing. It turns out delicious.
So my dad's going to do it on the Weber. Like, I just talked to him tonight. He's going to bring the turkey to Missing Trucks, and he's going to do it on the Weber. So he's going to do, like, coals to this side, turkey on this side. But, like, how long does that take?
Well,
like, say you have a 14-pound
turkey. So I'm going to smoke mine for 7 hours. But if you think about it, ribs is 6.
Well,
Five to six.
I think he thinks it's going to be done in, like, 3 hours.
Oh, no.
That's what
it
I'm
takes
worried
a
about.
Lot longer.
That's what I'm worried about.
Yeah, it's not like ribs.
Right.
It's different.
Right.
So I smoke... Well, mine's 14 pounds.
That's what his is.
So I'm going to smoke it 7 hours.
We're all going to be getting sick, I think.
Unless he pre-cooks it a little bit before. Like, maybe oven cook it first. But, but if
this
he's
might
not,
be a memorable Thanksgiving.
Yeah, you got to make sure you get it.
I mean, a 14-pound turkey.
Yeah,
I'm like,
how
are you cooking this?
So I'm going to thaw it for 3 days first because it's frozen. So I'm going to give it 3 days to thaw. Then I'm going to rub it down with a little brine dry rub mix, right? And then I'm going to let it sit overnight. And then I'm going to throw it on
the
smoker.
Too.
Yeah, it's got an internal one that pops out.
Yeah.
So what I do is I kind of follow the rib method where I do the 3-2-1. So I cook it for a while uncovered, and then I cover it. I always wrap foil around the tips of the wings and the legs because they get charred the most.
So you wrap
those part in foil the whole time.
Yep.
And then the same thing I do with my ribs. Here's a spoiler alert for rib guys: is I make a beef broth
and wine.
half beef broth or chicken broth, half red wine spray mix.
It's amazing. It's amazing.
And I use that as my spritzer to keep it moist.
If Ribfest wasn't rigged, then
then I would have won at least once or twice or three times. But that's aside the point. Suck it, Jeff. So I spray it down to keep it moist, and it turns out really good. And
the spray. Yeah.
So
that's something like, it's like basting
and like butter. Like the last, when I wrap it for like the last few hours, I'll just cut up a stick of butter into chunks and I'll put that in there. Same thing with the ribs. Basically, I do the exact same thing with the ribs,
but with the turkey.
Only with the turkey. You just have to smoke it longer.
Yep.
And keep an eye on it. Basically, I don't turn it over. Like with the ribs, I turn them over once, but only for a little bit. But the turkey, I leave, bottom side down the whole time, if that makes sense.
So you don't want, because you can't rotate. Yeah, you could, but
you just
got to
watch your heat.
Do you stuff it?
You know, I haven't in years past, but this year I think I'm going to throw a few things inside of it. I think I'm going to do a couple onions.
I do that. I throw onions and garlic.
Yeah, so I think I'm going to do that this year, and I also bought flavored briquettes. It's like, I'll have to look at the bag. I forget. It's like onion, paprika, and something else, like flavored briquettes.
If you take just a whole onion, throw it in there.
That's what I'm going to do.
A whole thing of garlic. Yeah. And then like celery. Just
I might throw a few potatoes in there.
Yeah. I mean, just throw it in there because it'll go from the inside. Yeah. So I do that, but I cheat and do it in the bag. And this is not in a bag, 3 hours, it's done.
Mm-hmm.
Or not even. Sometimes it's like 2.5 because you're steaming it.
Yeah.
You know, it comes up. But like the smoked turkey
it turns out really, really good. You just got to make sure the skin doesn't get too dry on the top. The meat underneath is always super moist, but I love that skin, you know?
Yeah.
But it turns out really good. I really enjoy smoking it. So
I've always wanted to deep fry a turkey.
Yeah.
Trina's dad has got the kit. He's got the burner and then the big pot.
Yeah.
So you'd fill it up and whatever. People set their garages on fire trying to do this. Mm. But I would love to try it.
Yeah. I think that would be an experience.
My big
recipe. I would love to try one too. That would be good.
Yeah.
Have you ever done the turducken?
That's way too much work. I would buy one and cook it. Because it's a turkey.
It's a turkey
with it stuffed with a chicken, stuffed with a duck.
The turducken, yeah.
And they've had it on, John Madden used to cook
the turducken.
Put it on Sunday.
And it had like 8 legs.
Yes, and it looks delicious.
It does look good.
Because duck is weird. I mean, I've had duck a few times. Duck is tricky to cook. That's probably why they stick it in the middle piece and it absorbs all the juices.
Yeah.
And it can have sometimes like a gamey taste, but... if anyone, what I do every year, this is my tradition, is I do stuffing, White Castle stuffing.
Nice.
So you go buy frozen White Castles, and it's like 3 ingredients. You chop the frozen White Castles up, you throw celery in, you throw, what is it? I can't think of the name of the spice. I'll think of it.
No.
But you throw the celery, onions, spices, salt and pepper, little bit of like chicken broth or turkey broth, and you bake it.
Ooh, that sounds delicious.
Done.
That sounds really good.
It's amazing. So
you know what we're doing this year, and we did last year too, is we ordered everything else from Hy-Vee.
Oh, like the sides.
You can order everything from Hy-Vee and then just pick it up the day before.
So like
the dinner rolls, the corn, the stuffing, we did a ham.
Oh, you have a ham with it, too.
Everything. Wow. And it was like $200. And it feeds like a lot of people.
That's not bad.
And you can get kits with the turkey, too. But we did the turkey separate since I'm smoking it. But you can like buy everything. And their food is really good. Probably not as good as like, obviously, like a homemade or whatever. But if you don't want to spend the time cooking and doing all that, Hy-Vee, you can literally order like a la carte, too. You can do like sides of corn, sides of mashed potatoes, sides of stuffing, sides of dinner rolls.
I think it was Hy-Vee that I just saw the thing for. It was like, they're doing it to make it affordable. It was like $30 and you got a turkey, mashed potatoes, rolls, corn. Like it was a Thanksgiving dinner that could easily feed 4 to 6 or 8, for $30.
And it's affordable,
$30.
And like we bought the one to feed, I want to say it was like 10 or 12.
Yeah.
It was like $200, which I don't think is I think that's a great
deal. That's a great deal. Well, if you look at what it's, because we are, like, we're not, like, my dad's doing the turkey. He's bringing that, and he's going to bring, we're doing stuffing, deviled eggs, and pies. Well, I mean, if you added everything up, cost of everything to put a Thanksgiving dinner on, it's over.
It costs you a pretty penny.
So that's not a bad deal at all. That's not a bad deal.
Little Thanksgiving tidbits. Other than that, though, I mean, I love pie. I always look forward to pie.
What's the favorite flavor?
Oh, it depends on the season. Thanksgiving season? Yeah. Oh, I would go with probably a berry pie.
Do you like pumpkin pie?
I love pumpkin pie.
Okay. Because you like pumpkin spice.
But now that we're moving on from pumpkin.
But it's Thanksgiving.
I would still love pumpkin pie. Yeah. Don't get me wrong. Yeah. But I like some kind of a berry pie, like a cherry.
Trina's obsessed with cherry.
You know, like
cherry pie.
Maybe not an apple, but.
Yeah. Apple's a little too generic.
A year-round pie. But, like, I remember Grandma Pearl used to make rhubarb pie.
Oh, God. And was it just straight rhubarb?
Yeah.
Because Phyllis made that.
Good.
When she was like, I made a rhubarb pie, I'm like, it's going to taste like tart.
It's delicious.
But it's, I know. So if anyone out there has never had a rhubarb, when you cook it down or you put it into, like, a rhubarb bread or rhubarb pie, because rhubarb is very sour. It's delicious.
Mm-hmm.
Delicious.
Yeah, but any kind of pie. I mean, I love French silk pie, but I don't consider that a Thanksgiving pie. I consider, like, some kind of a berry, you know,
right,
for a Thanksgiving
Absolutely.
Pie. But don't get me wrong, I'll eat any pie. Lemon meringue, key lime.
Coconut cream.
You put
cream.
It in front of me, I'm going to eat it.
Dude, coconut cream.
I love pie.
That's Trina's dad's.
I would pick pie over cake any day of the week.
Trina's dad's is coconut cream.
Yeah.
100%.
Birthday pie, bring it up.
Oh, the best.
Pie over cake any day.
Yeah. And what about the parade? Do you watch the parade?
Yeah, that was a big thing for Katie. I never remember watching it as a kid. Maybe we did, we didn't. I never remember it. But ever since I met Katie, that's her tradition. She always loves to watch the parade. So we always have the parade on. It's a big deal. We used to make the kids come up and watch it with us. You know, always watch the Thanksgiving Day parade.
Now that you mentioned that was one. That if I had to say, like, what was your mom's favorite thing about Thanksgiving? Mom's favorite thing was watching the parade.
The parade.
I don't know why. Like, I don't know if she had memories of, like, a little girl watching with her dad or whatever, but, like, she loved the Thanksgiving. She was like, oh, my God, the parade's on. And it goes for, like, 4 hours.
It
starts
at 8,
9 o'clock, and it goes to, like, 1. And then football starts.
Yeah.
You know? And she hated football. So we'd be like, hey, the game's on. And mom's F you guys. Like, But, yeah, the parade's big.
That's awesome.
For a lot of people.
So I guess there's a few Thanksgiving things,
traditions.
If you think about it, parade.
The parade.
Football.
I mean, it's all about the meal.
Football.
It's all about the meal.
Yeah.
Whoever, like, you don't have a favorite Thanksgiving song or movie.
But you've got a meal.
What's the meal?
Food. That's a good point. Now that we've talked through that.
Yeah.
It's a different kinds of things.
Yeah. It's about the food,
football,
the family,
parade.
The parade.
Yeah.
People, a lot of people play football in the backyard if we haven't gotten 2 feet of snow.
Yeah, it's hit or miss. Who knows?
Which this year we're fine, but that's kind of the Thanksgiving traditions. We're definitely gonna have to come back for Christmas. We did Halloween or pre-Halloween. We're doing this.
Yep.
We're gonna have to.
We have
December
to. We gotta fix Christmas. Christmas is such a big deal.
Pre the end of the year, we're gonna do a Christmas episode.
Yeah,
whether it's
3 days
to Christmas, we're doing it.
Yeah, absolutely.
So,
all right,
this wraps up our Thanksgiving 2023.
I'm hoping that music's picking up in the background because I let it go for a few seconds.
Perfect.
Just for that to play.
Yeah.
For whatever reason, this always gets me, this music.
I love it.
That always means it's bit time.
It's my favorite bit music.
It's November. It's Thanksgiving. Oh, started.
Little November Thanksgiving bit music.
So now I got to find where I put it. Here we go. Okay. So what I did is I just looked up some fun questions about Thanksgiving.
Okay.
So it's going to start with some history.
Is this like true or false or like
no,
multiple
no,
choice?
No, it's just like I'm going to ask you and you're going to guess. I'll try
to
give you hints.
Perfect.
I was going to try to maybe do multiple choice and I was like, no, I'm not that smart. And then there's some food questions. So.
Have you had the vanilla porter?
I haven't. As far as I know, it's brand new.
It's delicious.
So we're drinking a new beer. It's a Sam Adams OVP, Oak to Vanilla Porter.
I would buy like a 6-pack of that for sure.
It smells good.
If this was a brew review, I would do like buy a case.
Oh, man. It reminds me of Leinenkugel's Snowdrift Vanilla Porter.
What's the percent?
That is really good. That oak flavor in there.
Forming character.
Wow, I'm gonna. I've only taken one sip, but this might be a new.
That's high for Sammy. I mean, it's almost six.
This might
be
a new flavor.
It's delish. It's delish.
Great pistachios. Right.
Yep.
Drinking some vanilla porter.
Here we go.
Are you ready for some Thanksgiving trivia?
Fire away.
All right. No, I didn't make these up. I got these online.
Google.
The first question. Don't hate us for all those people out there that might take offense to this. How many women were at the very first Thanksgiving celebration?
All right, I'm going to say how many women were at the very first Thanksgiving celebration. I'm just going to throw out a number.
Mm-hmm.
Five.
Oh my God, yeah, it's five.
Was this seriously
honest
five?
To God, the answer is five.
How many, like, I wouldn't want to know. How, I was going to say like 10, like five or 10, but it was like, because it was like not a lot of women.
The more I thought about it, I had to think like, when they sailed on those ships, right?
Right.
There probably wasn't a lot of women on the ships.
It had to be more men than women.
I would think so.
But if there's five women.
But it is five. That is a really good guess. Wow.
Those poor
nice
women.
Show. Yeah. One for one.
I'm on fire.
All right, here you go.
It's the music.
Here it is. When was the first Thanksgiving NFL game?
Oh, all right. You want the year?
The year.
So. I'm a giant Vikings fan. The Vikings' heyday were in the 60s. That's when we did all the Super Bowls. I don't think at that time they were doing it. So I'm going to say, I'm guessing in my head that it's late 70s or early 80s.
You are way off.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Like early?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's too early.
Earlier than you think.
Well, it's earlier than what I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm just going to throw a number out. I'm going to say 71.
Way off.
Really?
Think roarin'. That gives you a hint.
Roarin'?
Think roarin'. If you think of a decade.
Oh, the roarin'. 60s?
No.
What's the roarin'? 40s?
No.
30s? The roarin'. What? 20? Yeah.
Isn't it the 60s?
Yeah, you're right. It's the roaring 20s.
I thought it was
the roaring 60s.
Maybe I'm an idiot and I'm like, well.
Bingo, son. Well, wow, that early. They were doing Thanksgiving games in the 20s?
Apparently.
Wow.
The answer is 1920.
That's shocking.
I didn't fact check these, but I'm going to guess it's accurate.
Well, and if it's NFL, like how many teams were on the 20s? You're talking like 10?
Six? I don't know.
Wow.
Right. 1920. I would have been like with you. I'd have been like 70s maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah, apparently 1920.
What did John Madden do?
When was the first Thanksgiving football game? Now this makes me think I should fact check this because but then again, it doesn't say NFL. It doesn't say NFL. It says when was the first Thanksgiving football game? So I'm thinking football was a different sport back then.
Is it looking for a year?
Yeah. And let's just say it's...
It has to be one of the 20s, though, correct?
No, it's way earlier than that, even. I might have to fact check this one.
When was the very first Thanksgiving game?
NFL game.
NFL. Well, if it's...
Sorry.
Football.
It says football.
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 If it's way earlier than... Are they talking 18?
It's early.
All right, I'm going to go 1884.
1876.
That was not an NFL team. I'm sure they're right, but like with the technicality, right? The technicality.
Yeah, I'm trying to like Google it real quick, and again, I didn't fact check any of these.
Man, I would have totally thought like you talk about Thanksgiving and on television.
Because in the 20s, maybe they just had a record of them playing football on Thanksgiving.
Right, because there's no.
This site actually says 1869. Took place in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania in 1869, less than 2 weeks after Rutgers defeated Princeton in New Brunswick.
Okay, so that sounds like college.
So that, I guess, makes sense, because they would have had institutions or universities.
Colleges, and that makes sense with the 20s being the first, like, NFL. Well, they just said NFL, though.
Yeah.
That's weird.
Yeah. So I guess when you think football, you... Automatically, your brain goes to NFL.
Yes, and automatically goes to like peak, like television was in the 50s.
Yeah.
the like early 50s.
But so they must have had records of the colleges, universities playing football.
No.
I didn't know Rutgers was around back then. That's crazy. Okay. How long was the first Thanksgiving celebration?
Ooh, time-wise, huh?
Time-wise.
I'm going to say 4 hours.
3 days.
Way more than 4 hours. Wow.
I would have never guessed. That's crazy.
Those wild animals. 3 days.
3 days.
All right.
What Native American tribe celebrated the first Thanksgiving with the Pilgrims? This is... I would have never known this.
What, like, they want the name of the tribe, yeah. Like a Sioux or like...
If you're a history buff, maybe you'd know this?
My dad might know it.
Yeah, maybe. You want to phone a friend?
Text him. He'd be like, I don't know. He's super into, like, political science.
I've never heard of this specific tribe. I probably did when we learned about it in history.
Right.
But...
I'm just going to say the Sioux, but it's wrong.
The Wampanoag?
Wampanoag?
Wampanoag.
Okay.
Wampanoag?
Okay.
Yeah. Now this, the name should come back to you. Which Native American friend to the settlers acted as an interpreter?
Ooh. I feel like I just heard this too, because like this was like the kids were doing this in like the sixth grade. Fuck, as an interpreter.
When you hear the name, you're gonna be like, I guess I wouldn't. Maybe you wouldn't necessarily associate the name with Thanksgiving, but you definitely know the name.
Yeah.
And it's just one. It's not like a double name. It's just one.
I give up.
Squanto.
Oh, all right. Yeah. Man, that's hard.
Yeah. In what month did the very first Thanksgiving celebration take place?
Well, this has to be a trick question. They want you to say November.
But remember, well, that comes up in questions later. But that was a U.S. presidential thing that changed the...
I'm going to say September.
It is September. You are correct.
Wow. All right.
There, you've gotten a couple, right? You're doing good. You're doing better than I was.
I'm on fire. Yeah. It was number one question in September.
When was the very first turkey trot?
Turkey trot? Like a race?
A turkey trot, yep. Again, way earlier than I would have ever guessed.
Well, because, like, we were just talking about this running 5Ks and stuff. There's a turkey trot, like a 5K you can run. Okay, I'm going to say 1952.
1896.
Are you kidding me? Nope. Who was turkey trotting in 1856?
I don't know.
And did they have race bibs? What are these people doing?
It was probably at one of the colleges again.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah.
Where was the first turkey trot?
Okay, so this has to be northeast. Philadelphia.
Kind of close. Buffalo, New York. I would have guessed Philadelphia. Yeah. During the Revolutionary War...
Oh, boy.
During which Revolutionary War battle did troops stop to observe a day of Thanksgiving? So you really got to know your Revolutionary War to know this.
And they want the name of the battle.
I'll give you a hint. It's not Gettysburg.
Wait, that was Revolution.
That was Civil War.
I was going to say, that was Revolution. Like, I don't even know the right Revolutionary.
You just want me to give you this one?
Yes.
The Battle of Saratoga.
Saratoga. Mm-hmm. That sounds familiar.
Yeah. What city has the oldest Thanksgiving Day parade?
New York.
No.
Really?
You said the city earlier.
Philadelphia. Really?
Yep.
So when I think of Thanksgiving Day parade, I think New York, like downtown.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
When did the Mayflower officially depart England for America?
Oh, God. What year?
Mm-hmm.
18. Mm-hmm. No. Earlier? 16.
Mm-hmm.
58.
September 6th of 1620.
I was only out by like 40 years.
You're close.
I'm like 18.
So how long was the Mayflower's voyage from England to America?
Ooh, okay. We must be talking weeks.
It gives it in days. But it's multiple weeks.
30 days.
66 days.
Wow, 2 months. Wow. All right.
What a crappy boat ride.
Yeah, can you imagine? With four women, five women.
Yeah. I didn't even think about that.
Well, five women.
But wasn't there like three ships?
Four women.
Oh my god. Where did the pilgrims first land when arriving on America's shores?
Like, they want a state?
They want a city in the state. City I'll give you the state. Massachusetts.
Boston.
No. I think Boston's a little farther inland, isn't it?
Yeah. So it's in Massachusetts.
I wouldn't have known this. I mean, I probably did at one point.
He's like Aspen. I don't know. The French are assholes. Like.
Provincetown.
Okay. Of Boston.
Yeah. A lot of these I want to know. Where did the pilgrims settle?
Like city?
In Massachusetts.
Boston.
And it's not Boston or Damn. Provincetown.
I'm trying to think of any other cities in Boston that I know.
Drop the pistachio.
Let's go.
Minnesota also has this city.
Really?
Yeah. They Egan. Also used Egan, to make cars.
Egan, Massachusetts.
Plymouth.
Oh,
Plymouth, Massachusetts.
Oh, yeah, Plymouth Rock, right?
Yeah, I think so.
I failed history.
All right. Now we're getting into some presidential.
Okay.
Questions.
This is what Dad would get.
Which founding father once proclaimed, "No citizen of the U.S. shall refrain from turkey on Thanksgiving Day"? Founding father.
Which founding father?
Mm-hmm. He wanted everybody to eat turkey.
Abe Lincoln.
Alexander Hamilton. Oh. I wouldn't have gotten that one either. These are ridiculous.
I mean, like, how many founding fathers were there? Four,
I don't know.
Five? Four?
We
five.
Should know that. Don't ask me these hard questions.
Yes. Public school.
I don't know.
School.
How many other countries celebrate Thanksgiving? Now, this is probably unofficial, but
I'm going to go, like, 20.
It's actually less. Mm. 11.
Yeah, because, like, that's a very Minnesotan, or not Minnesotan. U.S., like...
Yeah, and some of the countries on here, I want to guess. So, according to this website, the 11 are Canada, Liberia, South India, Ghana, Germany, Austria, Switzerland, Japan, the Netherlands, Grenada, and China.
I find it hard to believe that, like, Grenada, or like... Hey, it's That's Thanksgiving.
Weird. Yeah, I would've...
I know there is a Canadian Thanksgiving, so, like...
Yeah.
But what that means, like, isn't that a, that's like a U.S.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I don't know what their version
like, what
of Thanksgiving
are they celebrating?
Is. I don't know. That's interesting. Which president tried to make Thanksgiving the third Thursday in November to help boost the economy for the holidays?
Ronald Reagan. Damn it.
No, it was before him.
Eisenhower?
I'll give you one more guess.
Kim, that's not Kennedy.
Think wheelchair.
Oh, fuck, I know this. Why can't I think of his name?
His initials are FDR.
Roosevelt.
Yeah.
Roosevelt.
Franklin Delano Roosevelt.
What, he tried to make it the third Thursday because of the
In November to help the economy. Which, for the holiday season, you already have. Oh, man.
Right.
Which president officially made Thanksgiving the fourth Thursday of every November? Same answer. I don't know. It's like a double question.
FDR.
Yeah.
You're like, think wheelchair.
Which president refused to celebrate Thanksgiving as a national holiday? Think very, very, very early on. And it's not Washington.
I was literally going to say Trump. very early on. Very early on.
The early version of Trump.
Well,
and it's not Washington.
It's not Lincoln.
No, before him.
John.
No, it wasn't John.
Herbie Hancock.
No. Thomas Jefferson.
Really?
Nope. Guess he didn't care. Which president declared two Thanksgivings in 1 year? I wouldn't have known this either. These are so hard.
Yeah, these are like, I mean, they're good questions.
Oh my God.
Two Thanksgivings?
Mm-hmm.
That's got to be Lincoln.
James Madison.
I need to know my years. I wonder if Dad would know any of
these
questions.
These are so hard. Which president made Thanksgiving a permanent national holiday? You said this name earlier.
FDR.
No. No, you guessed as a wrong answer earlier. was tall.
Lincoln?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I know Lincoln's tall. Weird.
Who was the first president to pardon a turkey?
Well, it has to be early.
Not so much.
Reagan.
That's a good guess.
Eisenhower.
Nope.
Bush. G-Dub.
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 Nope. Before him.
So before G-Dub.
I think he had a fling with Marilyn Monroe.
Oh, Kennedy?
Yeah.
Wow.
John F. Kennedy. Yeah, I guess. All right. On to the food questions.
I'm going to get these.
How many calories on average are consumed per person at Thanksgiving dinner?
Bring it on. I'm going to...
Oh, my God.
Just at the dinner?
Yeah. How many calories on average are consumed
per person? I'm going to say 5,000.
You're really close.
I mean, think about it. Think about what you're... With the pie.
Yeah.
Like...
4,500. That's why everybody's always miserable afterwards.
Well, I'm going to go work out after Thanksgiving.
How much did the world's most expensive Thanksgiving dinner on record cost?
Oh, God.
I would have guessed more, to be honest.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, okay, so like...
I'll give you the place. It was at New York City's Old Homestead Steakhouse. So I'm guessing this was like a per-person cost.
So this is per-person?
At an old Homestead Steakhouse.
Per-person, though. Not like
it's gotta be.
$300.
$150,000.
What did they order?
Some kind of super rare steak. I don't know.
Covered in gold leaf?
It must have been. Okay, what meats were served at the first Thanksgiving celebration? I'll give you a hint. It's not turkey.
Really? They didn't serve turkey?
Think of what they had then.
Okay, I'm going to say salted beef.
Nope.
Pork.
Nope. You got to think way old school. They weren't processing cows and pigs yet.
Chicken.
No.
Fish. What the F were they eating?
What did you just go hunting for?
Oh, deer.
Venison.
Really?
Now think of a few other winged friends.
Turkey. Now you said not turkey. Grouse?
Goose. It says venison, swan, duck, and goose.
Oh, duck, duh. Swan. Yeah. I would have thought grouse, like...
Oh, here's a good one. About how many pumpkin pies are consumed every Thanksgiving? Holy Christ.
I got this. All right. I'm going to say...
Wow. That's a lot of pumpkin pie.
100,000.
Oh, it's way more.
Really?
It doesn't say just in the U.S.
Which... A million.
Way more. How many pumpkin pies are consumed every day? That is so much pumpkin pie. Holy crap.
30 million.
50 million.
That's
a lot of
mind-boggling.
Holy crap. How much does the average Thanksgiving turkey weigh?
That's a good question. I'm going to go at, cuz some people go really big. Like what do you said 14.
That's like literally the max size I can fit in my smoker.
Right. Well, that's
or even in the max oven. I feel like you get too much bigger, you got
to
have a bigger.
Anything over 20, I feel like you have to have a specialized thing. I'm going to say average 15.
You were dead on. About 15 pounds. Nice.
All 20s. Right. I cooked a 20-pound turkey one year, and it was ridiculous.
Oh, yeah. I remember I used to get a free turkey every year when I worked at my previous employer.
At Sierra
TILO. Yeah, so I would always get literally the biggest turkey I could find because it was
free. They would hand out free turkeys?
Every year you got a coupon, good for one, because they owned Honeysuckle
brand. You just go to the store?
So you got a manufacturer coupon for one free Honeysuckle turkey, any weight. They would just key in the weight. So I would like the first few times, I'm going to get the biggest one I can find. And then I almost couldn't get it in the oven. And I was like, I should have thought this through.
Because Wes used to do that. But like the ones you get there are between 12 and 14.
Yeah, this was like a literally pick your turkey as long as it's Honeysuckle brand. Anyway, where were we? What meat is the most popular alternative to turkey on Thanksgiving?
Chicken.
No.
Really? It's so the alternative...
I probably would have got
ham.
This. Yep, it's ham. It's ham.
You mentioned that. You guys are getting a ham.
Statistically, what is America's favorite Thanksgiving side dish?
Stuffing.
Yeah, it is stuffing. I wonder if that's only an American thing.
I would say, but some people would say potato, but like I'm all about the stuffing. Bring it on.
What state consumes the most turkey every Thanksgiving?
Texas. Really?
Nope. You're kind of close.
Really?
I wouldn't have guessed Texas. I would not have guessed like regional. I would have thought it was like East Coast.
Regional, I'm close?
Yeah. Regionally, you're kind of close.
Louisiana.
No. No, you're going the wrong way.
Go Colorado?
West. More west.
Nevada?
All the way west.
California.
Yeah. California. Really? Because they have so many people? I don't know.
Well, it's a bigger, yeah, it's the population, I guess.
Yeah, weird. I wouldn't guess that either. All right, that's it.
That was fun.
Those are really hard.
So the historical ones.
Oh, my God.
Especially the football. That threw me off.
There's a couple interesting questions in there, but geez, those were hard. Like, really hard. That would have been better as multiple choice.
Yeah, if they had multiple choice.
Yeah, that was tough.
That was a lot of fun.
Makes you think. Good questions.
Well, that we need to do a Christmas trivia when we get to our Christmas
yeah,
episode.
Yeah, but well, I'll make sure they're easier. That was the super hard Thanksgiving trivia.
That's right. Welcome back. This is I don't know whether or not to call this a bit or like, but what came to my mind is I wanted to talk about one of our favorite subjects, Lego. We were texting back and forth today about ordering Legos, Lego sets.
VIP weekend.
It's VIP weekend because it's almost Black Friday. So we've done Lego reviews in the past. We'll continue to sneak those in. I think we've each gotten sets where we want to review them. But what came to my mind, I was kind of sitting on the couch and I was thinking, like, what could we talk about on a podcast? Lego has a website, Lego Ideas. People, I don't know how it exactly works, the inner workings, but people...
I think how it works is like, so people make a set
yeah.
on their own. They like
on their own.
They take pieces, they make a set.
Yep.
They present it to this Lego Ideas.
Yep.
And then there's like different like rounds, I guess, if you will.
Yes.
And you have to get a certain amount of votes. So like if you
get 10,000 votes.
Like people look at it and they're like, if you get like 15,000 votes, you move on to like whatever round.
The next round.
And then the next level, you have to get like 40,000 votes.
And they only do like, what, 10 a year or something?
Yeah, and then like it goes to like a panel at actual like Lego, and they decide, okay, out of these 10 sets that got 40,000 votes, we're going to pick whichever ones that we're going to actually put into production and make into a actual set you can buy. And the interesting thing about the Lego Ideas is they actually sell them and brand them as Lego Ideas. So it's like Lego, but it's not an officially Lego licensed product.
Lego Ideas. Yep.
Yeah.
Have you ever...
And I love them. They're great sets.
Oh, phenomenal. Because like Ghostbusters, I'm a huge Ghostbusters fan. The last Ecto-1 was a Lego Ideas thing. And there's rules around it. So like with the Lego Ideas, you can't have... like so say there was a Ghostbusters approved Lego Ideas. That means that that's it. You mm-hmm. can't have two Ghostbusters Lego Ideas
yeah.
sets, right? But have you looked into what, like, so say you're the winner. Let's mm-hmm. just say you submitted one to Lego. Let's say it got 10,000 votes, and it went through the various tiers, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then you're the finalist, and you win. Do you know what you get?
I feel like I read this, but I forgot.
I should have looked it up, because we're talking about it. But
yeah,
I don't think it's not money, but what they give you is,
money.
They give you, like, six unopened, they're like, okay, so your set is XYZ. They give you six or eight unopened sets. So say they're valued at $300-$400 or $200-$300. You're getting that. You're getting six of those sets unopened, shipped to you. And then you get like an award or a certificate. So they're not like paying you money, but like say you invented XYZ set. They're giving you six, eight of those sets unopened. They're just going to ship them to your house.
Mm-hmm.
Which,
okay,
I mean,
here we go.
Money wise.
Use it. I just Google it all your time. And I would assume this is somewhat
accurate. Oh, they get a 1%.
Users that have their projects produce receive 10 copies of the final set.
Okay, 10 copies.
Which here's a little side note. They might change it slightly. Because like when people do them on their own, they might use certain
sites,
bricks or like pieces.
Yeah.
So it might vary a little bit.
Yep.
But 10 copies of the final set, as well as 1% royalty of the product's net sales... and credit and bio and the set materials as the Lego Ideas created.
All right, so let's break that down quick. You get 10 of the sets. Let's just say they're $200 a piece.
Yeah.
That's $2,000.
Worth of Lego.
Worth of Legos that they're just going to ship you, okay? The 1% of the royalties, that could be a lot.
It could be, depending on how popular it is.
Right. If it's a popular set, I mean, and then these Lego ideas, like the Ecto-1 Lego idea, that was 4, 5, 6 years ago. And so think about 6 years of royalties.
And I feel like, to me, the Lego idea sets are the best sets that have come out recently. Yes. I mean, like, nothing against the other sets, but, like, the Lego idea sets, I feel like, are geared more towards adults or, like, people that have been in. And again, like, we could do a whole podcast on just Lego.
Yes.
We've loved Lego since we were young. I mean, I still remember my first big set.
The ship.
Like, it was the pirate ship. And, like, I've always loved Legos my whole life. So, I mean, like, for me, I feel like Lego ideas is such a great way to market to adults that have been doing Legos since they were kids.
It's overwhelming to look on the site, because I've looked on the site, and you can search different projects, and there's hundreds of thousands of project ideas that people submit. But, so getting into this long-winded thing, my thought was, let's just say, I'm going to pose this question to both of us. Let's just say you submitted a Lego idea. It's approved, right? What is the, like, what is your idea? So you have a Lego, I'm going to start it off. I'm going to give you a minute to think about it.
That's so hard.
Because I have a slam dunk.
So only one?
Well, no. Like, to your point, we're going to throw this out. We're going to throw this out as a discussion to peel back the onion, because initially I thought of one.
All right.
I thought of one slam dunk jig. And then after I thought of that one, it spewed me into different ones. So my first slam dunk, if I was going to do a Lego ideas, I don't know how this how these two juggernauts have not come together. You have Lego.
Yeah.
And you have WWE.
Oh, God.
Okay. So now just think of the minifigures. You've got stars from the 70s, stars from the 80s, stars from the 90s, stars from the 2000s. You could think of the
Hulk. Can you imagine a Hulk Hogan and Ultimate Warrior SummerSlam
88.
Like WrestleMania.
WrestleMania 6.
That would be such a massive.
So
massive.
Just the minifigures. I'd say, and here's how I do the crappy thing.
Raw is War Ring.
Right. So what you'd have to do, because think about, like, the vehicles. There aren't WWE vehicles.
I would do DX. It would have to be a DX set.
DX. So you can't do WWE vehicles, but what you would do is you'd have a ring. Oh, you've got the 90s ring with Hogan.
And you could have, like, the ramp, the ring, the stage.
And then they've all got belts. Oh, so you know how you build a minifigure? You've got the legs, and then a little belt goes on there, and then the torso.
Dude, that would be amazing.
You got Warrior, Jake the Snake Roberts, Million Dollar Man.
Royal Rumble. It'd be a Royal Rumble set.
A Royal Rumble.
Like 30 minifigures. Oh my God.
So you can't do the vehicles, and you can't do...
That would be so massive.
Play sets, but you could do rings, and you could do backstage things.
That would be huge.
Here's a DX 4-pack.
I would want a Howard Finkel minifigure.
Howard Finkel, right? And then I thought, so think about this. So that was initially where my brain stopped. But then the next thing my brain went to was, you know how they do the Lego art?
Mm-hmm.
We have the Lego art thing. You have a Hogan art. And a Warrior art.
Oh, yeah.
And a Stone Cold Steve Austin art. And a The Rock
art. They do it with Marvel.
Right.
You could do a WWE.
So you either have, like, the guy's face, or you have, like, a WrestleMania logo, WWE, NWO logo. They could be printing money. If you want to know how to get me, bankrupt, put WWE and Lego. And then what if they had... So they do these, like... Like, what if they had a belt? What if they had the Winged Eagle belt that you could build
out
of Lego?
You could build a whole belt.
So you
had
this
would
belt
be amazing.
That was on, like, a display case. That was the Winged Eagle belt or the World Heavyweight belt. Like, so belts, art, wrestling rings, minifigures.
That would be huge.
I mean, you lose out on the vehicles. You lose out on certain things like that. But
still, like, you think of, like, even I'm looking right now at my shelf with all these Legos.
Here we are.
Like the Harry Potter chess set.
Yes.
So it doesn't have to be a vehicle or a building. There's chess sets. That could easily be
a ring.
You know
ring
what I mean?
With the ropes.
Yeah. Or, like, even these, like, diorama sets. Like, there's that Jurassic Park. They're making these diorama sets now.
What if it's, like, a pillar and it's, like, Hogan holding the belt? And it's, like,
so
at a thing, right?
That would be so cool.
So, like, that was my number one epiphany, was, like, WWE with their licensing capabilities and their marketing and
that would be huge.
Merchandising juggernaut and Lego. How have these two not gotten together? Like, there has to have been a conversation at some point.
You'd think.
Right? So that's my first one that I was just going to throw out.
That would be awesome.
I'm putting you on the spot.
Yeah.
But so if you were to do anything, just pick an idea.
I would have to I'd have to do it in different sizes. Because, like, you know, like, there's different price points, there's different set sizes. Yeah. So when you first asked me that, I kid you not, the first thing that popped into my head, and you're gonna laugh at this, because I don't think they'd ever get the licensing rights, is the Shaggin' Wagon from Dumb and Dumber.
Oh my god,
I
yes.
kid you not, the first thing I thought of was a Lego Shaggin' Wagon.
That's a good
with
idea.
Harry and Lloyd minifigures. I like, you know how much fun
Jim Carrey
it would be to
who
build
does the licensing?
A little,
is it like Paramount or
I
like
have
whoever?
No idea who's got it now. But could you imagine a little Lego Shaggin' Wagon? Like with a Harry and Lloyd.
Again, want to know how to just take money out of my pocket? Make that.
Oh god, it's like that would be like my little set, you know, like the size of like the Harry Potter night bus.
Yes.
It wouldn't have to be huge.
No, but like, it's a Shaggin'
Wagon.
It's with
Shaggin'
Harry and Lloyd.
Chicks dig it.
And then the cop on the motorcycle next to it. He comes with it.
Or the lady whose dogs are supposed to deliver, and they're all full of
ketchup.
And they're
covered ketchup mustard. Like in the back with a couple of ketchup mustard.
Or you could even have the scooter.
Yes.
A little,
oh,
like,
my God. The
just,
bing, bing.
Just like a Lego Shaggin' Wagon with Harry and Lloyd would be pretty funny
Seabass.
To me.
Yeah.
Like, I think that would be really cool. That would be a small one. But, like, some of the ideas ones are, like, bigger. So I feel like... And, like...
I mean, Star Wars...
And here's the thing. Like, Star Wars is covered. There's been so many Star Wars. Harry Potter's covered. There's been so many Harry Potter. I would love to see, but I know this will never happen. So this doesn't count, but just throwing the thought out there, the Game of Thrones, but Lego won't license that because it's too violent. It's, you know, they try to keep it family friendly.
But this is the game.
For years they wouldn't do Deathly Hallows Harry Potter sets because it was too dark and too whatever. They kept it to like the first like three books of sets for Harry Potter.
To your point though.
So like they would never do a Game of Thrones.
If they did, what sets would you make?
Well, see, there's some like other brands that do
Winterfell.
That. It's not Lego, but
like Winterfell, you could have King's Landing.
Yeah, I would probably do like a dragon, like the different dragons, you know, like Balerion from the early days, and like Drogon. So I would do like a dragon set. Yeah, I'd probably do like a Winterfell diorama. But knowing that that wouldn't happen, I'm not going to use that as my big set.
It could, dude. You're saying. Like, I get
it. It would be so cool. But I love, like, the castle theme. My boys love Lego Castle. But I feel like that, you know, they did that for years. So, man.
I mean, you could do different shows. You
like
could
Lego
do
Lego Lord of the Rings is like
that is out. Didn't they do?
They're starting to re-release some of those now, which is really, like they did a Rivendell.
Rivendell.
I heard they're going to do
Rivendell.
More.
Yes.
So, oh man.
See, I just initially was thinking like Juggernaut, like licensing, like
yeah.
kids
it's
WWE.
So big, like.
But
so
you're
then,
right.
Then I start to like drift towards my favorite video games. So like they're starting to do some like Mario sets now.
Yes.
But I would like to see some like Legend of Zelda sets. So like they've done Sonic, they've done Mario. If you could do a few like cool Legend of Zelda ones, I would definitely buy those. If you could do a Skyrim set. Skyrim was one of my favorite games of all time. But there again it gears more towards like I don't think they And now I'm getting like, I'm thinking too much.
No,
I just need to answer the question.
You gotta pick one. Yeah, you gotta
pick. So I would do the Shaggin' Wagon from Dumb and Dumber. I would do a
dragon. Do Game of Thrones.
I would do a dragon from Game of Thrones for like a mid size, so like my small mid. And for my biggest one. What would I do?
It's a good point that you're splitting it out into size sets because
I was just going all over the place.
I had
to compartmentalize. Shaggin' Wagon small, dragon mid. For my full size.
I mean, that's where you could go Winterfell.
Oh, God. Yeah, I'd probably do Winterfell from Game of
Think about how badass Winterfell would be. You get 20 minifigures.
I think that's what I would have to do. That would be.
It's all the Starks.
Yeah. I think that's what I would do.
Right?
I think that's what I would do, yeah. Winterfell from like season one.
And you get the Starks.
Yeah.
And then if you were to do...
The whole Stark family, like when Robert shows up at Winterfell,
right.
like the king. So like,
yep.
yeah, I think that's what I do. So I'd have the Shaggin' Wagon, I'd have a dragon, then I'd have...
where my head went with the video game stuff, because I was thinking initially just WWE, but then I was like, well, you know, they made the Lego the Lego Nintendo.
Mm-hmm.
I want a Lego.
And they did Atari. They did a Lego Atari. Atari. Yeah.
But Lego Super Nintendo.
Yeah.
The console.
That would
and
be
then
cool.
I want Lego N64 with GoldenEye.
Oh, yeah. God, that would be
right? Cool. Like Lego N64 and you have GoldenEye as the game.
That
you
would
build
be
the
sweet.
Game. GoldenEye. Or you do like final, like with Super Nintendo, Final Fantasy.
Oh yeah, that would.
How
be
much
so
Final cool. Fantasy did
if
we
they
play?
Did like a Final Fantasy 3 or Final Fantasy 10 set? I don't care how much it costs, I'm buying it.
Right. But like you get the Super Nintendo with like the guys and it's Final Fantasy. Like, how, remember we would name the dudes? You're like, here's Rock. Like we would name all the guys.
That was so much fun. Yeah, that would be awesome.
So the gaming thing is like off the charts.
Yeah, there's so many possibilities. That's a really great question. Like, I just, if I was more talented at building Legos on my own, like, I've tried to, like, come up with my own things, and, like, I do okay, but nothing to the skill of
the Lego Master shows
put together, or, like, even the people that submit the Lego ideas, I'm like, I'm not that good.
Well, I've seen Lego ideas of a WWE ring. I'm like, vote!
Oh, yeah.
But,
and again, like, I like, lean more towards, like, I've got a lot of Star Wars, but, like, the Pirates, which I'm, right now, I'm in the middle of building the El Dorado Fortress that just came out, like, the remake. Super fun. Great build. And
is
I love
this,
the castle
build.
I still have 2 bags to go. So it's
oh, you said that. Okay.
Yeah. But, like, and I love the Harry Potter Legos, obviously, but even, like, the Jurassic Park Legos that came out.
Super great.
Awesome. Like, so I was trying to think of, like, movies to me that like meant a lot. Like, did you see there's a Jaws set? I know you
oh
don't
my god
Jaws,
Christ
but there's like a
I
Lego
did. They
Jaws
approved
set
it. They
oh
approved
god,
it
so awesome. Yeah, so I was trying to think, like, they've done Back to the Future, there's a DeLorean.
Good point.
So
what's an iconic
so I was like trying to think of like old iconic. They did Home Alone. They did the Home Alone house.
That's a really good point. What's an iconic
they did Jurassic Park, they did Back to the Future. So I'm thinking of like these huge movies that meant a lot to like me as a kid, but like I couldn't think of anything beyond like
that's
Back
really
to the Future, Home Alone, Jurassic Park.
I'm trying to think,
you know, they did
like
the Friends sets for like TV.
Yeah,
they did The Office.
I'm trying to think of a slam dunk. I mean, they did the giant Titanic for Titanic.
I did see they did Titanic. I did see a submission. I don't know if it made it all the way through. Was from Twilight. I don't know if you watched Twilight. Of like the Cullen House. I don't know if that made it. But
yeah, what are some iconic
Terminator?
I mean, you think about those and it's like, what Terminator. Do you do? Like, what do you, like, do you do the bike and like,
yeah, Rambo? They like probably
Rambo,
went to Rambo.
Terminator. Too violent.
Yeah, they did. They back in the day, they did Ninja Turtle Legos. They've done a couple of SpongeBob sets. I would love a new Bikini Bottom. I would probably buy that.
The crappy thing about those is like, I'm a huge, like, was, not now, but, like, I right now I collect, like, the wrestling stuff and, the like, the Batman Legos. But, like, Ninja Turtles I could get into. If you were to try and find Ninja Turtle sets that are, like, secondhand or, like, it's outrageous.
No, it's
any of the Legos, but it's so expensive, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, so and they've done X-Men. They've done, like, all the Marvel.
Well, you're right, they've done Marvel
so,
and
like,
X-Men.
That's been done, so, like, and they did Optimus. The Transformers, maybe
oh,
if they get some more Transformers,
because you could do all like Bumblebee.
And I feel like the price point was too high for Optimus, though. Like if you did a mid-size, like a $40 or a $50 Optimus, I'd buy it.
Here's
and then like a Bumblebee or a Megatron, I would do those if they were a smaller size, a little more affordable.
Here's the problem:
I would buy those
Lego, especially the expensive sets. Are geared toward adults because you don't like
the disposable income.
My poor nephew wanted the Batcave. Well, guess what? He ordered. Well, his mom ordered the Batcave for him, saying like, "We're gonna like earn money. You're gonna earn your money and earn your chores and like sell some of your stuff to get this." And then he had some things that he wanted to sell and he couldn't sell them.
Yeah.
They ended up returning it.
Oh no!
But they gave him like he had. But like I was my poor wife. I was like, we're ordering the Batcave. She did. Like it's adults that have some disposable income where you're like, I'm just gonna order this.
Yeah.
Like these poor kids can't order a $400
no.
set.
And like my problem now is I'm running out of room to put them. So I've started to rotate them. Like I've got sets I put back in storage that I can't even put.
Well, get rid of some of these books.
I mean, I like the books. Though. I love books.
I'm totally kidding.
I love books.
I'm totally kidding.
Like my bottom shelf of my what I used to call my library is games.
I love it.
The second shelf up is books. The third shelf up is books. Then it's Legos with one shelf devoted
and the
to
kids,
pictures
the
of
kids,
the
kids.
And then the top shelf is
more books
and
but
pictures of my
I'm totally kidding because
it's like,
you
but then like
that.
You look to your left and over
Lego.
Here it's more Lego. So I mean they're slowly slowly taken over.
The next recording we do, we need to do in my basement so we can do the toy room. Because I've reorganized the toy room a little bit, but it's... I don't have any... Yeah.
I could talk about Legos all night.
Yeah.
Like, and I'm sure, like, later on tonight, I'm going to be like, oh my god, I should have said this, or I should have thought of that.
Well, I was thinking for an hour on my couch today, and I was like, I want to talk about Legos, and I want to talk about an idea set. So I just sat here for an hour and... You know, it's funny, you mentioned...
That the very first thing that popped in my head without even thinking about it was the Shaggin'.
Which
like that was like my number one, like,
how
bam, the Shaggin'. Like,
when you say the pirate ship and the pirates, I love the pirates. I love the
knights. The pirate.
One of my favorites as kids, do you remember the underwater? I have one, and it's mine. It's partially mine, but I had to order pieces that were missing. Do you remember the underwater scuba sets? That
yeah, like
were
the exploration underwater.
That was my favorite. Because you had the guys in the deep sea suits and the sharks and the gems. And
those were cool.
Like, I have one, and it was Mom saved some of it. And I took them, and we built what we could build. And then Trina found, like, on eBay, we probably spent $20-$30 on little pieces that were missing. But that was fun to recreate and rebuild. But, like, those were my, like, the pirates, the castle.
I just thought of another one. They did Ghostbusters, too. Because you've got the Ghostbusters sets.
I have every single
so like
Lego
Ghostbusters was another one that's huge.
Think about the licensing.
They did it. Yeah. So, gosh. Is there anything like...
Well, think about...
I'm sure
do you remember when they
like
did Lego Dimensions? It was...
Oh, yeah.
Because
Lego
was,
Dimensions was huge.
It was Ghostbusters,
Lord of the Rings,
Back to the Future, Simpsons.
They did all of it. They did. I've actually... Hold on.
The Simpsons... Jurassic Park. I mean, we have Trina downstairs has a ton of the here we go.
So
ton
I
of
had,
the dimension. Oh god.
Speaking of Lego dimensions, here's all.
Let's
Lego
just
dimensions.
Go through. Oh, here's that.
So
I see
got,
Lord of the Rings.
Here's a Gimli. Lord of the Rings. You've got that guy doesn't have a head. I don't know
what's this?
This is Fantastic Beasts.
This is a Harry Potter Beasts. Train.
This is Doc from Back to the Future. We got Bart Simpson. So you had Simpson sets.
Simpsons.
They had Simpson sets.
What's that?
That is Benny's spaceship.
Oh,
remember
the
original
Benny,
space
the
guy.
Original Benny
yeah,
space
the blue
guy.
Benny.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There's Benny.
Okay.
Here's the Harry Potter train.
Train. Oh, the Batmobile.
Yep.
Right.
That's
this
the
is Batmobile.
Lego Chima.
Where
they
have
like, the lions,
huge.
The gators, the whatever. This is Emmett from the Lego movie.
Yep.
Here's Sonic's car.
Oh, Sonic.
This
oh,
is,
they had Sonic.
This is Fantastic Beasts.
Yep.
E.T.
Oh, E.T. That's another licensing.
Did
they
do an
E.T.
set?
They did.
Yeah.
Well, I think it was like some of the minifigs and stuff.
Who else we got in here? We got Batman, Sonic, the plane from Sonic. This is another.
What's this?
This is Harry Potter.
This must be a Chima thing.
That's a Chima thing.
That's a Chima guy.
This is. I don't know what that is.
That's a plane.
Yeah.
I love that you have these in a basket. Look at Batman.
They did a Rick and Morty set.
Rick and Morty.
Because here's a Rick and Morty. Here's Slimer.
Oh my god.
That was a perfect shot.
You know what though?
Oh
I have that Slimer.
Oh my god, I couldn't do that if I tried.
So I literally have
that was crazy.
Every single Ghostbusters and I have Slimer.
Yeah, well Slimer's no.
You need to rinse him out.
Slimer's now full
rinse,
of
rinse him out and put that in
Sam
there.
Adams.
Yeah.
So
Gandalf.
Then,
Gandalf.
Because that was an old dusty Slimer. Here's what was her name from the Lego movie?
Oh,
Wildstyle.
Wildstyle.
Here's another Rick and Morty guy.
This must be Chima.
Oh, Doctor Who.
Oh, Doctor Who.
They
oh, here's,
Son-
here's actual
Doctor
Sonic.
Who. There's Sonic.
That's cool.
There's a platform that doesn't have an owner. I don't know who this is.
Do you
I
know?
I don't think he's supposed to be in
FYI.
Oh, Indiana Jones. They did Lego
Indiana Jones
too.
FYI, don't sell it or don't get rid
I'm
of these because these are very rare.
Yeah, that's
people,
why they're still in this
people
bucket.
Are not getting rid of these. Like, I learned that because I had the Ghostbusters Firehouse, the Ecto-1, right? So I had all the Legos, and then Trina's like, well, you don't have the dimensions. I was like, you shouldn't have said that. I went on eBay, and I found, like, people value those, and their secondary market is ridiculous. But
good stuff.
But, yeah, I mean, think on it.
Like that question is going to keep me up all night. No, like
you'll think of a big one. You're going to think of a big one.
I'm sure I will.
I agree with what you're saying about Game of Thrones. However, if you're going to market sets that are $400 or $500, the adults are going to buy the Game of Thrones set.
That's true. I mean, like, could you imagine if LEGO actually licensed Game of Thrones? It would be a huge money maker.
It'd be giant.
It'd be huge money.
The dragons.
It'd be massive. I just don't think they will, because they don't want to be associated with the... There's a lot that goes into Game of Thrones on LEGO. LEGO's family friendly. You don't think of incest and killing and beheading and... You know what I mean?
Like, to your point, 100%. Yes.
So I get it, but it's like, man, it would be a huge market if they did. And that's why I love that they're doing more Lord of the Rings. They did some Hobbit sets.
Yeah. They really try and keep it to the kid. I mean, Batman. I was always a Batman fanatic as a kid. Batman, like Ninja huge. Turtles. And that's why I'm really surprised that wrestling hasn't...
Maybe it's a licensing thing. Maybe it's a money thing. I don't know.
Yeah. But anyway, we'll wrap it. But yeah,
I guess we'll have to, but man, I can keep going on that.
Think about it, and...
You know what else would be a big one? Like, I know how much you love Coca-Cola.
Oh, God.
Like, think if they did, like, a Lego Coke can.
The train?
Or, like, a Coca-Cola.
The train with the bears?
Or, like, I know they would never do beer, but, like, the Clydesdale horses from Budweiser. Like,
well, that's the thing.
The possibilities are endless.
The marketing.
Like, yeah, I just...
Yeah, to your point, the Clydesdales.
Much. Yeah. Even like did they ever do like a Robin Hood set?
Oh,
because like I love the castle, like the forest thing, like because they had like the forest hideout or the foresters or the bandits.
And the knight.
But I don't think it's ever like Robin Hood.
No,
I would like a Robin
Sheriff
Hood
Nottingham.
Set. Yeah, or like a Roman Colosseum. They did a Colosseum.
Did the Colosseum? Was...
But if they did like actual like a
guys with
like it. Roman gladiators or something like that, like I'd be interested in that.
1,000%.
So many, yeah, such good stuff.
So it's like, yeah, go on the Ideas website and look at what they have.
Yeah, there's
out
a
there.
Lot of good stuff out there. Where it's like, I mean, look at those, I'm like, wow, somebody built this from scratch. Like, that's insane.
However, I wish they would change the rules, because if the rules are right, like with the new Ghostbusters movie coming out, I was hoping they'd come out with a new Lego set. I don't think they can. Because there's been
because
one pick, you know, unless they change the rules or if they do something different. But
yeah.
Yeah, just a fun... idea.
Like one more to throw out there as I was thinking about like TV, looking up at the Friends sets on the show, Schitt's Creek. I love the show.
I still haven't seen it.
If oh my god, you have to watch.
I
Schitt's
still
Creek.
Have not seen
oh,
it.
Oh, you have to watch.
How many seasons
it's,
are we
it's
talking?
It's only five. It is like.
Is it straight Netflix?
So good. I think it's on Hulu right now. But Schitt's Creek is so funny. Like I was thinking, like if they did like the Rose Apothecary or the Rosebud Motel. I would buy that in a heartbeat.
We'll see.
Schitt's Creek is so good.
See,
like a Johnny Rose and a Moira minifigure. Oh my god!
Well,
like,
I would
do that in a heartbeat.
They make like a Queer Eye set. Like it doesn't need to be gained towards kids.
If they did Schitt's Creek, I would buy that. Yeah, Rosebud Motel and the Rose Apothecary in a heartbeat.
If we looked at Lego Ideas, that someone put a Schitt's Creek set out there.
That would be awesome. Like,
well, people just want their Legos so made into real sets.
Yeah.
You know?
Awesome.
Phenomenal. All right. Well, we'll wrap it up. But yeah, that was Lego sets, and we'll brainstorm on it.